Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Now it's time to go to
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Carry a gun after his felony convictions in New York. And in another court, the Hunter Biden trial continues. Terry Sheridan, managing editor with WSHU Public Radio, joins us now. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Pat.
Now, former President Donald Trump has been out and about in the wake of his conviction. He spoke to Fox News host Sean Hannity about the campaign rather than the court case. And he started by taking a swipe at the independent candidate, the third candidate, Robert F. Kennedy. Have a listen.
I know him well. He's radical left. His family is very radical left, and they hate him for doing what, because he's lying. It's not like he grew up conservative. He's very radical left. He's hurt New England, and he's hurt New York so badly, because what they've done on energy is a disaster. Their energy is through the roof, because he doesn't want any drilling. He doesn't want any fracking. He doesn't want anything.
No coal.
He is a radical left guy, and because he came out at one point strongly against all vaccines. Now, is he against the polio vaccine? Because polio was destroying the country. It was destroying the world.
Let me ask you about the demographic shift that keeps showing up in poll after poll after poll. And you mentioned these demographics earlier. African Americans, Hispanic Americans, young people. That is a big part of the Democratic coalition.
Black people, African American people, are streaming toward us. They, you know, I think one
Why?
Of the big
What's
reasons, because they had the best economy, we had the best economy, best job numbers, best everything during my presidency. Also, I funded the historically black colleges and universities.
Yeah.
I funded them. They were coming to Washington every year, the presidents. Every single year they were coming to Washington looking for money. One of them, and I became friendly with a lot of them, they run the black colleges and universities, and they would ask, and I took care of them. I gave them long-term financing, much more money than they wanted, and they really like me, I will tell you. They really like me. No Democrat did that. But when you look at the things I did, criminal justice reform, I got criminal justice reform. Obama couldn't get it. Nobody could get it. I've done more for black people than anybody since Abraham Lincoln. And they understand it. They really understand it. And they also had the best job numbers they've ever had. They had the best job numbers they've ever had during the Trump administration.
Let me ask you a couple of things. Merrick Garland.
That goes, by the way, for Hispanics also. Hispanics. I think I'm above 50%. This is, you know, to somebody watching that say, well, what's so good about 50%? Republicans are down at 8 and 9%. I think I'm going to maybe win the Hispanic population. We had a poll out today that African-American, 32% for Trump. 32%. Romney got like 4%. I think I'm at 32%. And I think it's going to grow. Look, Biden is a stiff. You talk to him, you look at him. These are smart people. African-Americans, Hispanics, they're smart people. They've gone through a lot. They look at this guy, and he doesn't know where the hell he is. He doesn't know he's alive. And I think it's very hard for them to vote for him.
Now, that's Donald Trump talking to his pal, Sean Hannity, on Fox. Terry, every interview he gives tends to be a bit extraordinary, but I think doing more for black America than any president since Abraham Lincoln might be a bit of a stretch.
Oh, I can think of a few presidents who have done a lot more. You know, again, you go from anyone from Eisenhower, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Harry Truman, who desegregated the military forces. You know, you can just go down the line. So, no, that is something. But that's a typical Donald Trump move, to say that he's done more for anybody, that he's the best in anything. But the thing that the thing that Donald Trump does is take a small grain of truth and blow it up. So black support for Donald Trump is about 20%. Now, that's up from where it was 4 years ago, according to polls. So he's taken that increase and saying, OK, it's up now 30%. They're flocking to me. But if you turn the number around, that's still 80% of African-Americans in the United States who are against Donald Trump.
Now, the fact that he's now a convicted felon, 34 felony convictions, means that he's really not entitled to carry a gun.
Absolutely, in any state of the union. Now, in New York, he had to surrender two guns, and his license was suspended last year when he was first indicted. Now that he's been convicted, his permit for a concealed carry permit will be revoked. Now, again, if he wins his appeal on these charges, it could be restored. There's a third gun involved that's in Florida that has legally been removed to Florida. However, federal law demands that any convicted felon turn in their guns. So there'll be proceedings there soon enough.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Now, he doesn't need a gun. At the moment, he is surrounded by Secret Service, so he's safe enough from any ne'er-do-wells who might have a go at him. But there are other restrictions on felons. I mean, is he allowed to cross state boundaries?
Now, in his case right now, well, a convicted felon, yes, they can cross state boundaries. There are, if it's part of their parole. So right now, yes, he is allowed to as a convicted felon because he has not been sentenced. The judge has released him with certain conditions. If the appeals are all turned down, if he does serve jail time or whatever, as long as he follows the conditions of his release or his parole, he can. In certain cases, a judge may say, no, you have to stay within these 6 states, or you may have to stay here, or you can't go into this particular state. But convicted felons can travel, for the most part, can travel freely without restriction.
Yeah. Now, I saw an interview with James Comey, the former FBI director turned author, where he looked, he said that Donald Trump looked as if he was trying to go to jail, trying to be sent to jail. The way he spoke about the judge, the way he handled himself, even in the wake of the guilty verdicts, is almost goading the judge into giving him jail time.
That is something, that is a theory that is that has been emerged because, again, if Donald Trump goes to jail, or if even if he was put into jail on contempt charges at some point during the trial, I mean, just look at his conviction. He raised $35 million in less than a day, all small donations from his followers. He sees himself going to jail. That falls into his narrative that he is a martyr, that he is being persecuted on behalf of his followers. So that would actually fit into his narrative. And the judge, and judge in the civil case too, showed great restraint in not putting him in jail at any time because, again, that would be something that would feed into his narrative.
Meantime, another trial is underway. And it's the trial of Hunter Biden on a firearms charge that he misrepresented himself on the form you have to fill in when you're getting a firearm, claiming he was not addicted to certain substances, when quite clearly, as he outlined in his own autobiography, he was addicted to those substances at that time. But what is more, I suppose, gossipy but lurid is the lifestyle that Hunter Biden was living, which is extraordinary.
Oh, absolutely. I mean... Again, this would be a soap opera if it wasn't real, you know, having an affair on his part with the widow of his brother, Hallie Biden, who was on the stand yesterday, taking her into a drug addiction on crack cocaine. And then in court, they're playing texts. Hallie was on the stand for several hours yesterday and was talking about the lifestyle that they were leading, you know, and things that Hunter Biden would do. You know, he would disappear because he was looking to score, or he would be sleeping in his car, or he would disappear with no trace or no reason for a matter of days. It's all because the prosecution, and this is why Hallie Biden was put on trial, or not put on trial, but brought to the courtroom, is they want to paint a picture that in October of 2018, when the gun was bought and when Hallie tried to get rid of it, that Hunter Biden was, yes, a drug addict. And they're trying to paint that picture because, again, the question on the form that Biden had to fill out was that, are you a drug addict? It didn't say, do you use drugs? And that was part of the defense's point that they were trying to make yesterday. That was like, yes, obviously he was using drugs, but could you say that he could self-recognize that he was a drug addict? But yes, as you said, the details on this are lurid and are worthy of a soap opera.
And Hallie became addicted herself during her time of relationship with Hunter Biden. Joe Biden himself was asked yesterday in Normandy, I think, whether or not, if Hunter Biden is convicted of this charge and again, perhaps on the tax charge in California, which he faces, would he pardon him? And he said,
and the answer,
no.
Yeah, one word, no. One word, no. Yeah.
I'm wondering if this could be the straw that breaks the Biden camel's back. You know, if Joe Biden is feeling less and less capable of doing this job going forward 4 years, the what's happening to Hunter and possibly even a jail sentence, would it all become too much for him? Can you imagine the taunting of Trump in debates if Hunter Biden gets a jail sentence, father of a jailbird, et cetera, et cetera? Could it be a push that Biden might welcome to get him off the ticket?
Well, that I don't know, but I do know that according to, you know, people inside his campaign, they are worried on the toll this is taking. Joe Biden has shown a fatherly love towards Hunter and support during his drug addiction. But the fact that all this dirty laundry involving several members of his family is now coming to the forefront, given his age, given the responsibilities that he has in office, which can be overbearing, this could be just something that they're worried about his health and how he would react to that. Whether that would be enough to force him out, I don't know. But they are worried about how he's going to handle this.
Yeah, because a lot of the smart money would suggest that anyone on either side younger than Trump or Biden would have quite a good shot at defeating the other.
Absolutely. Because, again, if you look at the polls and they're all within the margin of error, some of them are now showing Biden leading by a point or two, but they're in the margin of error. It's just so close that any little thing, Trump's conviction, if it moves the needle one way or the other, and we're talking a matter of tens of thousands of votes, could put the election in one way. Something like this, if there's a younger candidate against Trump, again, that could move the needle just a bit more because it's still too close to call.
Now, I don't know the answer to this question as I ask it, Terry. It's about Kamala Harris as vice president. You know, the vice president is only a heartbeat away from the presidency at any given point. She's a woman and a woman of color. Is that a negative or a positive for someone who's vice president?
It is both. Not to give you a weasel answer, but it is both. Among Donald Trump supporters, they are playing up the fact of both, that she is a woman, she's a woman of color, and that she is a radical leftist. On the Democratic side, they're portraying this as, hey, this is what America looks like now, and they don't see a problem at it at all. So again, it has both its baggage and it has its pluses.
All right, Terry Sheridan, thank you very much for joining us. Terry is managing editor with WSHU Public Radio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.